Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Our guest on This Week in America, Frances Rumsey, lives a quiet life near her two daughters and son in California. Frances loves to cook, so she decided to show kids a fast, simple, and fun way to cook and eat their favorite foods. The result, the basics of cooking. And by the way, you can use the recipes in the basics of cooking to create new and exciting ones. The book is great for people of all ages looking for a healthy and inexpensive way to eat. Frances has had a successful career utilizing her creative spirit included in the prestigious Marquee Who's Who. And Frances Rumsey, author of The Basics of Cooking, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Frances. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I love the concept of the book, The Basics of Cooking. So often you start thinking, maybe I'll cook a little bit more, and you realize all the recipes you're looking at, you'd almost need a degree in home ec to be able to figure out what you're doing. You're taking the basics here. Why did you decide the inspiration to write this book?
Yeah, I have three. At the time, I had three young children, and they love to cook, too. And it was, I think, very daunting on them when they were looking at the recipes, and they would kind of give up. And I really wrote them for children their ages. And not just young children, but even middle school, high school, and teens, college level,
yes.
Usually. It was just simple, easy, back to basics. I think that was my real goal, was to write it for back to basic understanding, children levels.
Well, it's interesting, the way you present this. The I love the book cover, the basics of cooking, the recipes, the way they're laid out. It really does an excellent job in bringing the younger people in to learn the art of cooking. How did you come up with these recipes? Once you decided to do this, how did you develop the recipes for the book?
Well, most of them I grew up with, those recipes. And my mom very encouraged us at a very young age to cook, to start cooking. And she was not into the boxes of, where they were pre-made boxes at the store.
Yes.
And she was really into the whole food part of it. And I think I really wanted to bring that into it. How simple, where you buy ketchup, and how simple it is to make ketchup. And I think most children don't understand how simple it is because they buy it off the store, for the ketchup. And even in the recipes, when you're looking at, the more advanced books, they bring in ketchup, but they don't really make the ketchup. And it's a very simple, very whole foods, and they can use the ketchup. But the one thing I really liked about it was that you didn't just have to make ketchup. You can make other things, that substitute, like tomato. You can use beets and change the color of the ketchup. You can use carrot instead of the tomatoes to make it more, a different, because you can use red, orange, different colors. So just in the basic part of the food, you can create other things with it. And that's what I really wanted the children to do.
That's fascinating, the versatility of how you present this. And the book is The Basics of Cooking, Frances Rumsey, and Frances, Frances, Rumsey, Rumsey. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, from the publisher's website, stratton-press.com. And it's interesting, I mentioned in the beginning, you can turn these recipes into other recipes. So this is just really sort of a starter cookbook, isn't it, that you can take this and
right.
do all sorts of other things with it?
Yes, yes. And that was the point, was to take that and have them use their imagination and have the confidence. So once they got the basics of it, then they will start creating, going to farmers markets and trying to change that exact same recipe to make it their own and creative. And that's what the goal was. for them to do.
You had sort of your own test group with the kids as they were growing up and experimenting and taking these recipes. What was that like? What kind of reaction did you get from your kids as they're doing this and understanding the basics of cooking and actually putting meals together?
They really did a good job, because as they became in college level, they really started cooking and really making recipes their own. And because most people, you know, you can have a family recipe and there's certain things you don't like in it, you know. So each one of them were able to make their own individually customized out of the same family recipe. And then just experiment with it, go to the farmer's market. So they had more confidence shopping and buying different things and creating. And I felt that it really helped them as adults to really explore other foods.
There are a number of cookbooks that are out there, of course, but yours is different. The presentation, the content is different. How is your book, The Basics of Cooking, different than so many other books out there?
Well, I think the other books are, they're focused on their recipe. And it is usually very long, at least a page long, and it's probably 30 minutes to an hour to cook. And the fact that there's not a lot of variations that you can change, and it's expensive. It's very expensive. My recipes are usually 5 ingredients, you know, 10, 15 minutes to take, and the cost is very inexpensive. So, and then you can elaborate, of course, you know, use that basic and make it more expensive. But I really wanted the children to start with the basic, understand the basic, and then create more elaborate ingredients. So, but usually most recipes are already start there, where it's most really expensive and elaborate, and it's daunting when you're looking at those recipes. So, and I didn't really want that.
Even as an adult, as I said at the beginning, sometimes you're thinking, yeah, I'd like to try that. And you start looking down all the ingredients and everything that goes into this and how long it takes. And it's like, okay, the page is filled with that. I really don't have time or the patience or the intelligence to go through and to do that. The book we're talking about, The Basics of Cooking, with Frances Rumsey, R-U-M-S-E-Y, the author. The book available at Amazon.com, Stratton-Press.com, all of the usual places. What should people expect when they get a copy of The Basics of Cooking? Talk about the format, the way it's laid out, and the presentation of the book.
Well, it's laid out in the so the way I have categories of sections of, like, just tomatoes, for instance, and various ways of using the tomato. So you can jar it, and then from when you jar the tomato, and then you can keep it on the shelf, then you can make, with that jarred tomatoes, you can make marinara sauce, which is in the recipe. Of course, jarring is also in the recipe. And then you can make ketchup. So I have recipes for just that, like for just tomatoes. And then I have one for the same thing for, like, bananas. And then, so I have categories that you can pick from the various, you know, fruits and vegetables that will give you ideas on what to make. And it's not like, for instance, mashed potatoes. You know, you have potatoes. I have one for sections for potatoes. You don't have to just make mashed potatoes. You can make potato chips and things like that. So, you know, just very simple. You know, some of them are even 2 ingredients, and, you know, you're buying a bag of potato chips, and the children are like, wow, I can make my own potato chips. I didn't think about it, you know, because they only think of mashed potatoes or French fries. They don't think of their favorite foods that they can actually use with this one item. So, and that's it. So each section will give you different categories, and then various ideas of what you can make each category.
Is this what you do? Is this how you came up with this? This is actually how Frances cooked and what she taught her children?
Yeah, what we did is we went to the farmers market and said, "What do you want to? What's your favorite food? What do you guys like?" And then, we would just and they would name things that they didn't, because they couldn't see it at the farmers market. So, one of my children says, "Well, potato chips." You're not thinking, and I said, "Okay, well, let's make potato chips." And we bought potatoes, and she's like, "Well, that doesn't make sense." And I said, "Watch." And it's those basic things that they don't realize where they come from and how simple they are to make, and that they can make them themselves. So how exciting is that? And not to mention, so when we made potato chips, it's like, well, you know what? Let's change the vegetable. We can still make, they have like purple potatoes. We can make purple potato chips, and so we bought purple potatoes, and so we changed it. So we didn't have to just use the regular potato. We started that way though, because I wanted them to show they could do it, and then let's change it. And the same thing with ketchup. Let's not use tomato this time. Let's use beets. Let's change the color. And they like it better. They like they made it, and they created it, and so they were excited. So they're eating purple, ketchup with purple potato chips.
I love that, the versatility. I keep coming back to that word, but that's exactly what you offer in the book, The Basics of Cooking by Frances Rumsey. Find it at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you recommend for people starting out? People are listening and thinking, boy, I would like to try that with my kids. And I think you keep talking about simplicity. Is that key number one, is to keep it simple?
Yes, and start slow on changing. Just change one item at a time, I think, because kids lose focus very easily, and you really want to just. I think when parents buy the book and they start with the recipe, I think their mind should be that we're going to make this inexpensive, fast, and simple and fun.
Yes.
And then start off with the recipe, and then if they like it, they're fun making it, then suggest to them that let's try something different. Let's go to the farmer's market and see what different color we can use, in the same ingredients. And then, so I would recommend that. I would, because then they learn the farmer's market, they learn the vegetables and fruits, they learn the taste of them, the textures. They learn without even knowing it. They are learning so much about the foods.
And there's a
So.
social element to this as well, isn't there? That suddenly you are doing something, it's a joint activity between a parent and the children.
Right. And they will always remember it because they will use it because they, as they become teenagers and, high school, and then they go into college and they're away from home, they will remember and they will keep the books and they will always remember and start being more confident in their cooking.
They can always fix purple potato chips whenever they want to. I love that
That's
concept.
right.
I love that. A little bit different, and it's something that they create. The book is The Basics of Cooking. Frances Rumsey, our guest on the program. What about kids off to college? Is this a talent that they can take with them to school?
Yes, there is in the recipe books, there is for college level, because my oldest was going to college during that time, and I have recipes for that, in the books, and they're a little bit more advanced. They're not as I think they maybe have still, five, six ingredients, not expensive, not a lot, and still it's kept about 15 minutes. So it's not difficult ingredients still, because I was keeping it for the college budget, because the kids do not have the money to go
Exactly.
off and spend a lot of money, and then they don't have a lot of time. So I wanted to keep it where, they still have their creative time, and then they can and that they can, you know, maybe on the weekend or whatever time they do have, and still eat healthy and be able to and still have their creative. And a lot of them, they use it for when they get together. So a lot of groups of the kids at college, my oldest daughter, should they get together and, you know, and they would have dinners together. So they would, you know, make side dishes, and they would all get together and do potlucks. And so they were cooking during that time.
You know, you mentioned several times the role of farmers markets. It's always great to get something local, to get something that's fresh and healthy. Talk about that, because I'm pretty sure wherever you live, almost wherever you live, you'll find a farmers market.
Yes. Yeah, those are very important. And just it's fresh produce. It's and you get vegetables that you don't really always see in the stores either. So it is a nice way of applying new vegetables to their knowledge, you know, because you go to the store and they have the basics of the fruit and vegetables. And a lot of farmers markets, you know, they have just unique things. And it does, and they, you know, a lot of times you can taste them and they'll give you samples, and it's interacting. That child is seeing the interaction and where they're grown, the farmer, and it just gives a level that is very important, I think, for the child's education when they're growing up.
Francis Rumsey. Yeah, finish that, because that's so important. They really learn something, don't they?
They do. They do. It is very, I just find it is very important to have that interaction with the farmers and the child and the adult, and showing them that this is where the food is coming from. So instead of the market.
Yeah, not from a can that comes in on a truck from 3,000 miles away, but it's actually grown. It can be grown locally, and it's much better, actually, when it is done that way. Francis Rumsey, the author, is the book, The Basics of Cooking. Talk about time. Everybody seems to be on the clock, and sometimes when you think about making food, it's going to take an hour and a half prep time to get this thing going. Talk about the recipes that you have in The Basics of Cooking.
All of them are usually about 10. I mean, you can go, 10 minutes, probably 10 to maybe 20 minutes long. So it's not a long process for any of the recipes in there. So it's a very quick and fast, and basically because there's only probably 5 items or less. So it's very inexpensive. So it is, you know, timing wise. And a lot of parents, you know, I know the kids are saying, I want to make this. I want to make this, mommy. I really want to make this. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, do I have an hour to do this?
Exactly.
And the mess goes
Yes. Then you get the cleanup, which could be another hour on top of that to get things put back together. And you mentioned this, and this is so key, that everything that you put together can be done on a reasonable budget. This is not something you need to save up for and make it a special night every couple of months. You can do this on an ongoing basis.
Right. You can make this project every day. So you can put aside a half an hour and maybe $10-$15. And the child is entertained, taught, you know, how to do this. And I think that a lot of times you go through the recipes and, you know, and then you can say, well, we'll make this tomorrow, but we'll just go to the farmer's market and pick up the items, maybe like on a Saturday, because that's usually when they're out. And then, or you can do it, go to the farmer's market and make it. Or most of the stuff that you have basically in these recipes you have at home anyway. But I'm just suggesting, if you want to try, like, if you don't and you want to go to the farmer's market, but most of them you would probably have in the recipes you would have at home. So it is a very quick drop, you know, everything you have, make the item with the child, spend a half an hour, cleanup is very quick, and the child's happy. Or you can make it a longer project and do the farmer's market and make it a more, you know, learning.
I was going to say, a real learning experience just in doing the recipes, especially when you start making changes. There's a math element involved in that as well, isn't there?
There is, but it's a trial and error. So the great thing about that is that if, you know, so you reduce, so what you do is you go, you still use the same ingredients and the same measurements of the ingredients. And for instance, like if you're using beets instead of tomatoes for the ketchup, you would do the same ingredient, and then you would just, if it would turn out a little, maybe a little bit different, then you say, well, you know what, let's do less, a little less of the beets and try that. So you don't have to, it is a trial and error of the ingredients when you're testing it out. Or the potatoes, if you're using a different potato, sometimes you may have to cook it a little bit longer instead of, you know, I think 5 minutes, you would have to probably do maybe 6 or 7 minutes. But you, it's a trial and error. You test it with the child, and then you kind of mark, and you, that's when you make your own ingredients, and that's where you're teaching them when you change the ingredients. Let's write this down, what we did. So it's like a science experiment. You know, you take notes and you write it down, and then you have them. So when it comes out, you have it for the next time. You'll know exactly what it is.
A number of different components at work in the basics of cooking. Now, this I understand is one in a series of books. Talk about the other cookbooks that you've either published or in the process of.
I have one where I was telling you I have one of the cookbooks that was just tomatoes, and my very own organic cookbook, Tomatoes, and that's one of the cookbooks. There's five in the that I have already published, and then there's one, my very own organic cookbook, Bananas, and then I have one for potatoes, and then you know, the tomato one, and then I have the teen one. So I have five other series.
And they all follow the same pattern that you talked about, what accessible food and easy to do and inexpensive. It's just it's a great series. And the one we focused on was the basics of cooking. You'll find that and all the others at Amazon. If you go to Amazon and do the author's page, I'm sure you'll find all the information on France's other books. What are you working on now? What's the next one that should be published here fairly soon?
I was working on eggs.
Interesting.
So I was going to do a series on eggs.
Okay, well, we can all learn something from what you're doing here. I love the concept of the book, and it brings the whole family together. You have a great time in doing it, and it's inexpensive, doesn't take that much time, and you've got some neat food that everybody contributed to making. So it's a win for everybody. The book is The Basics of Cooking. Frances Rumsey is the author and our guest, R-U-M-S-E-Y. Frances, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Continued success with the series, and really appreciate you telling the story behind the book on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Frances Rumsey, The Basics of Cooking. You'll find information at Amazon, the usual places, and the publisher, stratton-press.com, and all of the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.